everybody. It's the 13th of March, 2023. And today's title for our devotional from Sojourn Retreat House is, Are You a Worrier or a Warrior? A worrier is someone who worries a lot. Can you believe that's what the dictionary describes it as? Worry refers to thoughts, emotions, or actions of a negative nature in a repetitive and uncontrolled manner, which result from us taking a proactive risk analysis. And why we do that is that we try and make plans to avoid or solve a potential threat or a potential consequence. And so in a nutshell, a worry, or at least worry, is literally just a thought or an action or a behavior that we do constantly in order to try and figure out a way to solve a particular problem. A warrior, on the other hand, the second type, is a brave or experienced soldier or fighter, or a person engaged or experienced in warfare. For most of my life, I have been a warrior, the first type. I could worry about absolutely anything and everything. In fact, even when there wasn't anything to worry about, I would worry because there was nothing to worry about. And it was only when I learned how to apply some biblical principles, which I'm wanting to share with you today, that I realized how much time I had wasted worrying about things that ultimately didn't happen. I've mentioned before that the Bible addresses fear, and worry is a form of fear, 365 times. Which just shows how important a topic it is. Fear, worry, robs us of so much. In fact, in Matthew 6, verse 27, Jesus asked, which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Matthew 6, verse 25 to 34 is a very well-known verse, and it is titled, Do Not Worry. And so let's look at the rest of that verse. I'm just going to highlight a couple of sections. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. It urges us to look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? It goes on and urges us to consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And if God so clothes the grasses of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? And as I mentioned earlier, this is a well-known verse, but let me tell you, this verse eluded me for many, many years because I didn't know how to apply it to my life practically. So what I want to show you today is how we make the transition from that warrior, the stressor, to a warrior who is somebody that is experienced in warfare. I call it warfare because it is a battle that we need to overcome. There's two things that we need to get to the realization of. The first is that we need to discover God's love for us, his true nature. Right now, I want you to visualize the person in your life that you love more than anything in the world. I think it's safe to say that you would never cause them harm, and in addition, you would go out of your way to keep them safe and out of harm's way. I guarantee you as well that the reverse angle is the same. The person that you love that much feels safe with you because they know this. They know that you don't want any harm to come to them and that you will prevent any harm if you can, but also they know that you love them. Well, I want to tell you that the same applies to God. Once we understand how much he loves us, we will not operate in fear. In 1 John 4 verse 18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. I tell you that once you discover how much God loves you, it is incredible how much it will change your life. The second thing that we need to come to the realization is that we need to get to a point or a place where we apply the word of God to every situation that we face in life. This has been groundbreaking for me. This is also where the transition comes into being, where we then become warriors instead of warriors. We need to develop the habit of meditation. As mentioned last week, meditation is not putting your mind in neutral and letting it wander, as many believe. This is the exact opposite of what biblical meditation is. Meditation, in terms of the Bible, it says it is taking the word of God and thinking on it, studying it, and memorizing it. The word says meditate on it day and night. Can you see the similarity between worry? Worry is a focused thinking on something negative, whereas meditation is a focused thinking on God's word instead of the problem. The good news is, if you know how to worry, you already know how to meditate. But here's the kicker. You either have faith or you worry, but you cannot do both at the same time. In the previous verse that I mentioned to you about worry in Matthew, Jesus gives us the answer to how we are to go about not worrying. In verse 33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." When we worry about something, we are continuously thinking about our problem. But when we meditate on the word of God, this is seeking first the kingdom of God. And when we specifically take the truth in the word of God about our particular situation, it renews our mind. So in essence, we replace the worry thought with the relevant verse. This gives us perspective, it helps us cope with what we're going through, it gives us strength, and it turns us into proactive warriors. Remember my Arsenal book I shared with you a couple of months ago? That is what turns you into a person that is experienced in warfare. I saw a slogan the other day. It said, if you don't have scriptures memorized, you have no bullets in your gun. And so I want to say to you today that no matter what you are facing, whatever is causing you to worry, there is something in the Word of God that you can take out and meditate on. And I guarantee you that as you do that, you will see that your fear and worry will dissipate. Worry only subtracts time we could have spent trusting God. So I want to urge you this week, take some time, meditate on His Word. Not only will it help you discover His love for you, but all your fear and stress will be driven out, and I am definitely proof of that. Have a blessed week, and until next week, chat later, bye.